How are you?
Hi, Kat. I'm great. How are you?
I am great. Would you tell my listeners who you are and all about you? Because you are so interesting. I'm just reading over your bio. It's like, she's amazing.
Well, thank you. That's what I always love to hear. Yes, my name is Brandi Colbert. I am an author. I am also a teacher of creative writing in a low residency MFA program for people who also write for children like me. And I'm originally from the Midwest, from the Missouri Ozarks, but I have lived in Los Angeles for almost 20 years at this point.
Oh my gosh. Well, you seem like you're just amazing. You're somebody I want to meet one day. And I just think it's so cool. And we've got so much going on in the world. And of course, the presidential election. You have a novel, The Voting Booth. Tell me about that.
Yes, The Voting Booth is my most recent novel. It is about two first-time teen voters. So it's told from dual perspectives. One of the characters is named Marva, and Marva is, very type A, very disciplined. She has dreamed of voting in her first election since she was a little girl. And then the other main character is a young man named Duke. And Duke comes from sort of a more politically minded family. He had an activist brother who passed away sort of due to his activism. And so he's dealing with a bit of grief there. And he knows he has to vote just to honor his family and his late brother, but he's a little more apathetic about it than Marva. And they meet in line at the polling place after Marva has cast her vote. She sees Duke getting turned away because of registration issues. And even though he's a complete stranger and they have school that day, she takes it upon herself to make sure that he's going to get his vote in, and they set off on this whirlwind adventure of a day.
Oh my gosh. How is it writing for the age group that you write for? Do you find that to be like amazing? They're quite popular and the kids love them.
Yes, I absolutely love it. I've mostly written for young adults, which is what this book is tagged as. And then I have one book for younger readers about ages 8 to 12. And I think the younger you go, sort of the harder it is to write for them in the best way, though. I think it's really great. Kids, the way they get invested in stories and just going to schools to meet them and talk to them or at events, it's really just so fulfilling because I remember reading as I was always a big reader as a kid, and just how these books made me feel and getting, sort of just drawn into this whole different world and getting to learn about someone who's completely different from you. I just feel like that's one of the best experiences.
Well, let me ask you about your own experience with voter suppression growing up.
So I technically have never had that experience, thankfully, but
Good.
I do come from a Yes, I know. I feel, especially from what I know now, I know how lucky that is. But I come from a family, a Southern Black family, and my parents grew up in rural Arkansas. And, knowing the history of the South, especially as it relates to Black people, I know that it wasn't as easy. And I know that history of voter suppression, with, poll taxes and literacy tests and pretty much anything that they could do to stop Black Americans from voting. So that's always in my mind, as I'm voting, and especially as I was writing this book.
Well, what about the value of teaching young adult readers the importance of voting? I think it's always been important, but maybe even more so now.
Oh, I absolutely think so. When I started writing the book, I just assumed, okay, well, 2020 will be just, an election year, and that's mostly what we'll be focused on. But now to see, sort of the social justice movement, the uprising, all the protests, and it's been really incredible. And I hear a lot how the book is so timely, and I'm like, wow, I didn't this timely. But yeah, I just think I wanted to show really what it can look like. A lot of people didn't have maybe that experience of going to the polls with their parents as a kid. I seem to remember I did. But it's for anyone who didn't have that experience, I wanted to show this is what voting actually looks like. This is what happens when you show up. This is what happens when you cast your vote. This is what happens when you're not allowed to cast your vote for whatever reason.
Well, how important do you think it is that we get the diverse books out there and different voices?
Oh, I think it's, imperative. I did not have books really, as a kid, again, I was a really big reader. I would devour pretty much anything that was put in front of me, whether it was written for kids or not. And I just don't remember really seeing books that spoke to me that had anyone who looked like me. You know, this was in like the 80s and the 90s. Most of the books out there that had Black characters, for instance, were typically focused, you know, wholeheartedly on civil rights or, you know, being enslaved. And those are certainly books that we always need to have around.
Yeah.
But I really just wanted to see kids kind of living their life like I was, where maybe, you know, their race or, you know, social justice wasn't always necessarily a part of the book. So I think it's so important to have a variety of books out there where kids can see themselves and know that they matter.
Well, Brandy, what do you hope that your readers take away from your book?
I think number one thing would be to know that your voice counts. I think a lot of people believe, especially, you know, when elections don't go their way or, you know, seem quite fraught, that their voice doesn't matter. So why even get out and vote? But
right.
That's absolutely not the case, you know, and that there are different ways to make your voice heard even before you're able to vote, you know, whether it's through canvassing or text banking or phone banking or sending postcards. There's so many ways that people can contribute to a democracy. And so I just want people to remember, just, you know, don't give up even when things feel really difficult.
Well, that's good advice. Great advice. Now, how about like when you're teaching? I mean, how does that affect your approach to storytelling?
Yeah, teaching has been really interesting. I honestly never imagined I would be a teacher.
Yeah.
So when I took that job, you know, it's a little different in that I'm not in a classroom every day. It's a low residency MFA program. So we teach remotely throughout the semesters, and then we, under normal circumstances, would meet up twice a year in January and July for sort of an extended, intensive 10 days. It feels almost like summer camp. But I really think, you know, working with students who are sort of honing their skills really allows me to look at craft in a way that maybe I'm not examining as I write myself. And then also, you know, when we are all together in January and July, getting to see my colleagues teach and their philosophies on craft and storytelling is just, it's so powerful. And it really always gets me really invigorated and just really ready to write and try new things and experiment. So I really think I've definitely become a better writer as I've become a teacher.
Well, I just think it's amazing. And you're still teaching now?
I am, yes. We had a residency, but it was all virtual. So that just ended on Sunday.
Oh, my goodness. And I guess depending on how everything goes with the pandemic, it'll be virtual or won't be virtual. I think it's really amazing how you teachers and educators have been able to come up with such unique ideas to keep the kids involved and learning even during this time. So thank you. I think teachers are heroes.
Oh, thank you. I mean, I certainly do too, especially the ones who've been doing it much longer than me.
Well, Brandy, your book is The Voting Booth. Now, how can we stay up with you on social media? We can get the book everywhere, right?
Yes, the book should be everywhere. You know, independent bookstores are great, but it should also be in Barnes & Noble and online. You can find me. I'm kind of on social media. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Brandy Colbert, and my website is brandycolbert.com.
Well, I want to thank you. It's a pleasure to talk with you, and I can't wait to see what's next. Are you working on another book?
Thank you so much, Kat. Yes, I'm actually kind of just embracing history totally. My next book will be a nonfiction book for young readers about the Tulsa Race Massacre of 1921.
Awesome. I look forward to it. We'll talk again, okay?
Thank you so much, Kat.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.